Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Before we start with our devotional today, we want to ask Jesus to be with us. Dear Lord, thank you so much for this time that we get to spend together to open your word, the Bible, and learn of you. Please come into our hearts and help us to understand the lessons that you want to teach us. Amen. Hello, boys and girls. We are on day 4 this week, aren't we? We are learning about Jesus and some of the stories that he told and the teachings that he told. And I'm so glad that he gave us his Bible and his word so that we can learn from him and learn how we are to live our lives. Well, Jesus was at a special feast that the Pharisees were giving on a Sabbath day. Now, the Pharisees and Jesus, they didn't get along. They did not see eye to eye, but the Pharisee had invited Jesus because he wanted to trap him. Well, Jesus started using this opportunity to share with them in a very nice and kind way that their attitudes and the way that they were acting, that it was wrong. Jesus had stopped their plan to try to trap him so they could say that he was breaking the Sabbath rule. And now he was telling them some important things. But guess what? They didn't want to hear it. So someone tried to change the subject. We are going to see what they said. Let's look up Luke chapter 14, verse 15. Luke chapter 14, verse 15. Luke is in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke. It's the third book in the New Testament. The first part of the Bible is the Old Testament. The last part is the New Testament. Luke chapter 14, the big numbers show the chapters, 14, so we want to find the big number 14, 1-4, Luke chapter 14, and now verse 15, those are the little numbers, so let's look for verse 15. What did this man say?
Now when one of them sat at the table with him, heard these things, he said to him, "Blessed is he who shall eat bread in the kingdom of God."
Wow, this man looks so respectable. He just wants to talk about the kingdom of heaven and breaking bread there, doesn't he? Well, Jesus probably looked at the man in a kindly way, and he probably smiled. What the man had said was true. Being in heaven will be wonderful. In fact, it reminds me of the verse in Revelation 19, verse 9. I'm going to read it for you. Revelation 19, verse 9 says, "Blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb." Sound familiar? Yes, when we get to heaven, there is going to be a marriage supper. It is going to be a banquet, a feast, an amazing meal that are for those who have overcome and have followed Jesus no matter what. What the man had said was true. Being in heaven will be wonderful, and eating at that table with all of the other people who have overcome and that Jesus is our Lord, that's going to be a wonderful day and a wonderful feeling. Jesus knew that the people in the room, they all knew that they were going to be in heaven. They were positive that they were going to be there. But Jesus also knew that none of them would be there unless they accepted him as the Messiah. Whoa. You have all these people that think that they are going to be in heaven, but Jesus knows that unless they accept him as the Messiah and as their Savior, they won't be in heaven. They must also change their thinking about the Messiah's kingdom. So what were they expecting? You know, many of them read in the Old Testament about Jesus coming as a conquering hero, coming in the clouds. Oh, what a marvelous day that will be. But they didn't realize that Jesus must come a first time. Jesus knew that some of them thought that they were special just because they were Jews. We're Jews, you're not. We're going to be in heaven, you're not. That kind of attitude. After all, God had given his law to their ancestors, and because they thought that they were obeying it, they were sure that they would be in God's kingdom. They thought that that set them apart as special, and that they were the only ones, the special ones that would go to heaven. Well, God did set them apart as special. He set them apart to teach others what he is like and how much he loves them. He didn't set them apart as special as they were the only ones going to heaven. Oh no, God loves everyone. Well, some of the Pharisees were sure that the Gentiles, like the Samaritans and the heathens, that they would not be in God's kingdom. They even thought that the Gentiles would be on the outside of the city looking in and wishing that they were there too. But is that what God's kingdom is for? Is it only for the rich? Or only for the Jews? Or only for some special class of people? No, he loves everyone, both the rich and the poor. You know, it reminds me of a story that's been told about a very, very wealthy man who died. And he had no children. His only son had died as a small child. And so all that was left was all of his things, and they were going to be auctioned off. There was nobody to give it to. And they could not find the will for this man. So they decided to auction off all of the items. Well, there was a very, very poor old lady who was there in her poor clothing. And the auctioneer held up a portrait of the man's son and said, "Before we start the auction, we're going to start out with this. Who wants this portrait? It was painted of the man's son." Nobody famous had painted it. It was just a picture of this man's boy. Nobody bid on the picture. Nobody at all. Finally, the poor little old woman, she raised her hand. She said, "Excuse me, sir, I'll buy it." And he said, "All right, ma'am, sold." Bam, the gavel went down. So he handed her the picture, and she was so happy because she said, "Wow, I used to take care of this little boy before he died. He was such a special boy. Oh, I'm going to treasure this picture forever." And she went home. Now, the picture didn't have any value that she could see. It was just a reminder of a special little boy who she cared about. Well, when she got home, she noticed on the back of the picture that there was a bulge under the paper. And she very carefully pulled apart the paper, and there was an envelope. And you know what was in the envelope? It was the dead man's will. It had a list of everything that he owned, and it said that whoever owned the picture got his entire estate. Everything that was his now belonged to the person who bought that picture. How do you think that poor woman felt? Wonderful. Now, did the rich people who could buy many things at the auction, were they able to get that picture? Yes, they were. But did they see any value in it? No. And that's just how the Pharisees were. The Pharisees saw no value in Jesus. And unless they changed their mind about who Jesus was and the value of Jesus, then they would miss out on the inheritance of heaven. Jesus knew that he needed to try to change their wrong thinking, so he decided to tell a story. Everyone listened when Jesus told stories. All of the people in the room must have become very quiet as he started this one. Do you want to know what the story was? You're going to find out tomorrow. But you know, before we go, I want you to think about the woman in the story that I told. She valued that picture. Why? Because that child meant something to her. It's just like us. When we value Jesus and when we have a relationship with him, we are given all of the riches of heaven, just like that woman got the riches of that entire man's estate. God wants us to accept his son as our savior. It may not look amazing on the outside, but Jesus loves you so much. He gave up everything just for you. If you were the only one in the world that loved Jesus and nobody else did, Jesus would have still come and died just for you so you could have heaven. Isn't it amazing what Jesus does for us? I love him so much, and I hope you do too. And I hope that as we go through day by day, that you learn to love him more and that you draw closer to him. Let's go ahead and let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for sending your son Jesus, who may not have looked amazing on the outside, but the teachings that he gave us, the life that he showed us to live, will bring us the ultimate happiness. And that when we are in heaven with him, we will say it was all worth it. Our inheritance of heaven is more than we can ever imagine. Help us to be ready. Help us to be there. Come into our hearts today. Change us from the inside out. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Go with us today. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, let's do our memory verse. Do you know what it is? Can you say it yet without help? Well, that's okay if you can't, because we are going to sing our memory verse together.
Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Whoever exalts himself will be
story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.